Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Redlinger, and event intern, Emily Schweitzer. We're talking about the Summer Classic, picking up with what's going on Saturday evening.
We will be having a large concert as well of with food and drinks. We'll have $1 off all drink tickets from 5 to 7. Tickets are sold in advance, $5 at the Chamber and also Federation Bank, $8 at the gate. Starting at 7, we have a band, Aces and Eights. They are Southeast Iowa's premier rock and country band. 9 to midnight, we are having Hello Weekend, and they were here for Rag Bri, which was a great hit, so we decided to have them back. And 10:15, we will be having a short set from a local Matt Bump. And after midnight, the show will be over.
And one thing that is happening with Saturday are some class reunions, some Washington High School reunions. Can you tell us about those?
We'd always imagine that having this community festival is a great opportunity to bring people back to Washington, and we want people to come back when there's lots of activities and things happening. So we are working with six different class reunions, from their five-year class reunion to their 30-year, and we've invited them to join us at the airport a little bit earlier for dinner, and then to stay throughout the evening for the live music and fun. And I'm excited to see what it's going to be like, because the class reunions will have their areas, but they'll be able to mingle, and I'm sure that they're going to know people from different classes and hopefully take part in all the other activities in the weekend.
And some of those classes, I'm sure, had the same teachers throughout their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then even the bands are going to play just really popular dance hits from not only today, but from our recent years. And it should just be a high energy and lots of fun.
And with all of those people, where should they park?
The parking is at the airport, and as people arrive, there'll be volunteers helping to direct parking. If someone would like to become a volunteer, we are still looking for those, and you could help direct all of the traffic, as well as a bunch of different things throughout the weekend. There's a variety of different opportunities.
And Sunday, things wrap up with Living the Dream and Noche Latino. Can you tell us about those two activities or features?
I'll start off with the morning. The flying breakfast at the airport has been a long-standing tradition, and not only do you get a great breakfast that goes to a good cause, but you see these airplanes fly in from across the nation, and when you start to understand that they're coming to Washington, I think that's pretty cool and significant to come and see. And we'll talk about Noche Latino.
Yes, so then that afternoon, starting at 11:30, there will be a bilingual mass on the square. And then right after that, we will have all sorts of Latino food, vendors, activities. There's going to be folkloric dance and some salsa going on, music. And it's just open to everyone, and hope to have fun.
Well, we just found out that the Mexican consulate from Omaha will be coming as part of the festivities. And it's the first time that she's been in the area. And we're really excited about bringing her here to the community as well.
Well, it sounds like a very busy week ahead. And if people want to see a schedule so they don't miss anything, where can they find a schedule?
The schedule is on our website for the Chamber. So that's chamber.washingtoniowa.org. They can be found on our Facebook page and distributed around a variety of businesses, as well as in our Chamber office.
And now that we've had a few summer classics under our belt, is there a certain activity that you're really excited or that you look forward to seeing? And as somebody new to the community, is there something that you're really hoping to check out for the first time?
I would say my biggest thing that I'm excited about is the concert out at the airport. I have rarely had an experience to see an outdoor concert, let alone at an airport. And so, I mean, my family's from here, and I've visited multiple times, but this is not something that I have been able to attend, so I'm excited for that, but overall just excited for everything, and to be a part of it is going to be great.
And for me, each year I just look forward to all the different volunteers coming together and the businesses that work together to support this, and seeing the people and the kids' faces, and then I look forward to Sunday evening when I get to put my feet up and just relax a little bit, because we're on our feet a lot, and it's nonstop fun, but but it's work that you get to enjoy. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better opportunity to work for the community and be out there and enjoying things at the same time. It's really a great opportunity.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michelle Redlinger and Emily Schweitzer of the Washington Chamber of Commerce. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.